Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I forgot to tell you guys before we get to the hype. Last night, you know, I was talking about the middle school night for my daughter because she's moving into middle school. I was also at the middle school earlier that day because it was honor roll. And my son has been on honor roll all throughout middle school. We're very proud
good
of
him.
He's kicking butt academically. Generally, the honor roll ceremonies are earlier in the day, and I can never go because I'm here.
Yeah.
We're entertaining the planet.
Yes.
So, Mr. 4.0 yesterday had his honor roll ceremony later in the afternoon, and guess who could go?
Yeah, you.
And I was super excited. Nick Knack even zipped home early from work so we could ride down together, and we got into the gym. All the chairs were set up. I was like, this is awesome. I get to experience it. This is so fun. I'm so proud. I was like, I got to pick the perfect seat. So I want a good view of everything. So I found the perfect spot on the bleachers, and I sat there, and I waited for all the kids to file in, and here they come, and there's, you know, Rita Reno, and I'm waving at them, and they come filing in, and they all sit down, and he's in the second row of chairs. And the kid in the first row, right in front of him, giant Afro-style hair. Big old hair, and I can't see a damn thing.
Blocked out the sun. Literally
the sun.
This kid had the
his
biggest
son.
Hair, and I'm standing there with my phone, you know, as he's coming in, and I'm filming him, and he sits down, and then the kid in front of him sits down, and I'm like, son of a... And the gym was full, and you know the ceremony and everything was starting, so I could not
You can't move.
Switch seats.
Stand up and try to move, you know. So
Aww.
But they did get up and collect their diploma at one point, or their certificate, I guess. So I did get to see him briefly as he made a loop around the gym to grab his certificate and then sit back down behind that kid.
Sat behind the hair.
I just said it was so funny for his entire middle school career. I have not been able to go to one of these. I finally get to make it. And he's sitting behind some goofy kid with big hair.
Should go up to that kid. Some lettuce you got there.
Yeah, he did. I was honestly jealous. Yeah. I was like, can I run my fingers through your hair? Because mine is fading quickly. So anyway, super proud of my son achieving 4.0 again.
Good job, buddy.
Kid is going places.
That's a big deal to make those grades in middle school, too.
Oh, you have no
good
idea.
Job, kid.
And he's... It's one thing we're very fortunate about with him is we never have to harp him or get on him about his grades. And they get like daily updates on their Chromebooks, you know, like where they're at, what they're missing. And if he's got like an 89.9, it's like freak out mode. I don't have an A, you know, and then he goes in and he asks the teacher, what can I do to get that A? What do I have to do, you know, as far as extra credit? What, you know, tell me now. And he does it just to bump it up.
So proactive. Good for him, man.
So proactive. A lot of initiative with that one. So
that's
very,
good
very
that
proud.
He has that instilled in him
Type
already.
A, yeah.
Good job, Nick Knack.
Yeah. Oh.
And you, Jer. And you. Great job, parents. Yay.
It's probably Nick Knack, though. Come on. What is he trying to say?
I don't know what he's trying to say.
You know what the problem is?
It's taking him a minute, though.
Oh, no.
You know what the problem is with that statement, Katie?
Oh, what?
It's mostly true.
Oh.
Okay. That's why you got quiet.
Special shout out to my wife, who, yes, is on the children constantly.
It hurts because it's true.
It's true. She's a better parent than me. Oh. There, you want me to say it?
Oh, no.
Do you want me to say it?
I mean,
my wife's a better parent than me. Are you happy now?
We all knew it, save
are
that.
You happy?
Save that audio, Josh.
I'm going to send it straight to Nick Knack.
You feel good bringing me down, Katie? This is what you were looking for today on a fun Friday. Just bring me down and tell me I'm a horrible parent.
You're a good dad.
Mission accomplished.
You're a good dad. You made it to the ceremony.
You're probably the fun parent.
You straight hair, but
I am the fun parent.
You're probably the fun parent.
Nicole's a nightmare to live with. She's a nightmare, Katie. Is that what you're looking for now? You want me to get divorced?
Because
I called my wife
marriage.
A nightmare on the air. You just ruined my family, Katie. You ruined everything
this
for me.
This is not my fault.
I don't even want to do the hype. You're ruining my life.
Okay, go.
Wow. You good?
No, I'm trying to decide if I want to go to into a song now.
I know, right?
I'm pissed.
He needs to collect his thoughts.
I do want to give some love to our friends over at Powerball in the Colorado Lottery. I do have this story in front of me. Yet again, here we go, you guys, creeping up close to $1 billion. $820 million right now for Powerball. Think about that number. Massive number. And imagine hitting that around the Christmas season. Not only would I buy myself a full-size gingerbread house to live in on the weekends.
Yeah.
think of all the good you can do with that over the holidays, too.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be that guy who at some point is able to walk into the Wally World layoff department, or not layoff,
the layaway
program.
Yes.
Yeah, and pay off everybody's stuff.
That's a good thing to want to do.
That's just a dream.
Little Jeremy Claus over there.
See, I am a good person.
You are. You really are.
I would love to do that. And playing Powerball definitely could help a lot of people out. So if you're looking to play, drawing is tomorrow, right, Katie?
Yeah, it's every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday, actually. And like you said, Jeremy, that is just going to keep growing until somebody wins. So you got to be in it to win it. You just pick six numbers. It's just $2 a ticket. And you can choose your lucky number or do a quick pick and have them picked for you. But add on that double play for a dollar to enter your ticket into the second drawing for a shot at $10 million.
There you
go. So lots of ways for you to win and be your own little Jeremy Claus.
And get that gingerbread house to live in. So good luck, everybody. It is the time of year where they're releasing all their annual year-end things. Google released their annual year-end search stats and just kind of going over what everybody was looking up this year. Top 10 searches, Charlie Kirk popped at number one, K-pop Demon Hunters 2, and then Labubu Toys number 3. So people are trying to find out what the hell a Labubu is.
Yeah, or if theirs is real or not.
Yeah. All the top news stories was a bunch of crap that was political, so I'm not even going to get into it. The top trends, I was part of a few of these. The AI action figure.
Yeah.
I made that one of those this year. AI Barbie was on there. What was Holy Airball?
Oh, it was when you were trying to say, people say I was part of just a little band back in high school or whatever, blah, and then they come up on stage and it's Hanson. Right. So it's like they downplay your actual achievement and then they show what your achievement was and then they say, Holy Hairball. That's it.
Was it hairball or airball?
Hairball.
This says Holy Airball.
No, it was Holy Airball. Hairball, right?
No,
so
I think
it was the band Hairball. Well,
listen,
if it's airball, it's
Holy Airball or Holy Hairball is, but it's on the list of the top trends. Bacon avocado.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
It's
okay,
Holy Airball.
But it is that. It is that where it's the statement is completely wrong and missing the mark, like an airball in basketball. Okay, so it's not the band Hairball. It's an air ball, like, on the court.
Thank
you. Way more sense. Way more sense now.
So good.
Okay.
And then finally on their chicken jockey, which, of course, a lot of people were looking up chicken jockey. I'll give you one more thing on this Google year-end search list. The top searches in regards to why do kids say blank, blank, blank. Guess what was number one was?
Oh, it's got to be 6'7".
6'7".
Yeah.
I woke up this morning and those goofy elves were set up in my house playing Uno, and each of them was holding a card that said the cards were 6 and 7. I posted a picture of it on our Facebook and Instagram page.
Oh,
pesky
funny.
Elves.
6, 7 elves. So anyway, that's the big old year-end searches on the Google box, and I do have the story about Taylor Swift. Let's be honest, she can get anything she wants, right?
Yeah,
including her wedding date. The story coming out of New York Post says that Taylor is dead set on marrying Mr. Kelce, Mr. Redwood, on June 13th of 2026. Now, the reports are saying that she's looking at this venue called Ocean House. I don't know what that is. I'd have to look it up. Unfortunately, another couple had already had it booked for the 13th. So, sources are saying Tay-Tay made them an offer that they couldn't refuse to give up that date. In other words, she flooded them with cash.
Good for her.
Yeah.
There's no way not? It's a power move.
Yeah, I mean, it's Taylor Swift, and if you're going to double whatever it would even cost you to have your wedding there,
that's in Rhode Island.
Double it.
Who wouldn't do that?
Oh, it's such a pretty venue.
And then you get to say that Taylor Swift took my wedding date also.
Yeah, it's kind of a brag.
The brag on top of
it. Taylor Swift bought me out.
That's amazing.
And then just do it on June 14th. You're good.
Yay!
What's our sports stuff?
This is exciting. So we talked a little bit earlier about how John Elway partnered with Netflix to create a little documentary. We kind of thought it was going to be about his football life.
Uh-huh.
And it is, but it's really expanded upon that. And it is about his entire life. Growing up, his father is in it.
His twin sister,
who unfortunately passed away.
Well, his dad and his twin sister passed away within like 18 months of each other.
That's
like
sad.
It was very
really,
close.
Really sad.
And that whole time in his life is like the fact that they're going to be talking about it. I can't wait for this.
It's John Elway was asked about it by some sports heads here in Colorado, and they were like, you know, what made you want to do this? You're a very private man.
Yeah.
He's lived a very private life for being John Elway. And he's like, I wanted to kind of leave a legacy for my family and actually have them be able to hear generations from now, hear me talk about my life and not just people talking about what they perceive from my life.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Look, John Elway is a Denver god. Like, ever since his playing career and then into his presidential and GM career with the Broncos, like, he can do no wrong in the Denver fans' eyes. And so I'm really excited to get a sneak peek into his life beyond football, because other than that, I don't know much about him.
Yeah.
So that comes out December 22nd on Netflix. And I will be, it's appointment television for me. I'll be watching it.
Cannot wait to watch. Well, they even talk about his marriage, which
Janet,
back in the day,
Janet.
When you think about that marriage, it was like such a fairy tale, but
it was.
Apparently it was not. So
of all things, you know, Janet Elway. How did you?
I know. That,
dude, I grew up with John Elway.
Well,
I know John
know.
Elway. I was used to being a football.
So okay. Are you excited for
I was
this
on the Dan Reeves show.
Documentary also?
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I wish we had some audio of it. I could have heard some of it, but no,
well,
I haven't seen it.
It comes out the 22nd.
Yet. Does it?
So, well, yeah, we can all watch it on
the
22nd.
Yeah, we can all watch it together.
Yeah.
JKJV
pajama party.
Yay!
I'll get
right.
The magic PJ.
What else is going on locally?
Okay. Well, we have Denver's friendliest neighborhood, according to Nextdoor. The friendliest neighbors are in Green Valley Ranch. So,
I like that area.
Yeah, GVR neighbors, quote, appreciate the quiet streets that are perfect for walking and the dog friendliness of the neighborhood.
They also live right next to a golf course.
Neighborhood's also known for its parks and golf course. So there's a lot of reason it is ranked as the number one neighborhood in the Denver area. So this was just Denver. It wasn't like Lakewood and Aurora and Arvada and all the other little cities around. But so just Denver. It was Green Valley Ranch in at number one. Do you want number three?
High five to the ranch.
Yeah, Montbello was number three, which I thought was funny. I couldn't believe that was the number three spot.
All right.
Wash Park
know.
West was number two. So
well done,
yay,
friendly
there we
people.
Go. Some local spots making that list. Hey, Shaq was at Mission Ballroom on Wednesday of this week.
The Shaq?
The Shaq. DJ
Shaq Attack?
Diesel.
Really?
He was for his, what is he calling it? The Shaq the Halls?
Shaq the Halls,
right?
Yeah.
So he came, a lot of local folks hit the stage with him too. So we talked about this too. The 13-year-old local DJ who made like he the national news because he teamed up with Shaq once before. Well, he was at this big Shaq the Halls event. So DJ Mesophonic on the ones and twos, a 13-year-old kid, again, from right here in Denver. His real name is Jerome Rondo. So we wanted to give him a shout out. But we also had another local act, Manufactured Superstars, a duo of DJs who are from the Denver metro area. And then the Denver Nuggets and Colorado Avalanche resident spin artist, Pause the DJ. Was also at this big Shaq the Hall. So that's neat that we got to have some local love up there with Shaq, who's huge.
He's huge. Larger than life, as some say.
Literally and metaphorically.
Exactly. Everyone knows who Shaq is. So yay.
I just love that he's running side quests. Like, he literally is like, hey, I'm done with my illustrious NBA career, multiple NBA time champion. I want to be a DJ.
I want to be a DJ.
Like, that's
and
so funny to me.
Doesn't he own a bunch of franchises of something?
Pizza Hut, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
He's also in bed with the general.
In the general.
Yeah.
That's what I got car insurance through the general for forever just
because
Shaq
just
was
because
the
of that.
That's all we do.
Katie for a great role.
He's going right in Shaq's pocket.
Exactly.
You're like, I got to get the general.
I was like, I
thank
love
you,
him.
I can't do that just because of their goofy commercials.
Call 1-800-GENERAL.
Yeah.
Go to the general and save some time.
Save some time.
Nope.
You know
where's Flo?
You know who else I love? Wookiees.
Okay.
Like Chewbacca?
That's what I thought. I thought that this story was a Star Wars thing at first, but I was wrong. So the Denver show Wooking for Love is about ready to premiere, I guess. And it's a dating show based here in Denver about Wookiees. Now, these Wookiees are being, referencing the festival goers.
Yeah.
So people
Wooks.
Who go to like EDM shows and do all the...
They like the wubs. That's what they call them. Wubs.
Hold on. Do they do the what?
The wubs.
The
no.
They're sprinklers? They turn into sprinklers in the front yard?
They let the beat drop, Jer. That's how, like, it's, there you go. There you go. That's what I meant.
Sounds like you're trying to say the letter T and you're really cold.
You're a sprinkler.
You know what I meant. So,
well, kind of.
Anyway, this is going to happen in Morrison. So they're actually going to get out in, like, dusty Subarus. Yeah, a festival-like setting. So they're going to have couples and thruples navigate festival-themed challenges looking for Wookiee love. So they're going to have flow art, choreography, hoops and fans, stage production and performances. The thing is, though, I don't know if you know how this came about. So this happened.
I don't know anything about Wookiees.
This happened because of Love is Blind, the Denver season. One of the local tattoo artists from Denver spoke out about it and was like, the reason nobody found love on that show is because they didn't feature real Denver people. Like, if you want real Denver people to be looking for love, you need to have them do real Denver things. So the difference here is they're going to have these people going to Red Rocks and Casa Bonita.
Okay.
And different places that
How true is that, though? Because there was none of that on
that
show.
There was none of that. I mean, she
There was nothing local.
They hit the nail on the head with that statement. So that is why this show came about, because they're like, we're going to have a show centered around actual Denver activities. So the whole festival life... There's a lot of people
it's
who like
here.
The EDM life here in
So they're
Colorado.
Called Wookiees.
They're called Wookiees. And it's
What's
actually,
it stand for again?
The bass, they called it wubs. Like you feel the wubs in your chest.
Feel the wubs.
And so they were called Wooks, and then Wookiees is kind of like the play on words with Wooks like that. Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. But this is also like even in the story, they're saying this is just
feel my wubs.
Updated term for hippie.
Yeah, I mean, it really is. Right.
So when you
hipster,
think about it,
lifestyle.
Like, this is just the updated term for hippie. And so this show, apparently there's, like, 16 episodes ordered. Like,
where's it going to be
It's going to be a thing. I think it's going to be Netflix. Is it? Let's see.
Well, we'll watch the John Elway doc and make our way to the Wookiee doc.
Exactly. We'll have a couple of them. I don't know if it is.
It doesn't matter.
Actually. I think that they're still actually in the process of finding applicants for it. There are over 350 applicants as of Wednesday evening this week. So, I think they're looking to work it all out, but I don't think there's any actual...
Well,
place
if you would do us a huge favor and keep us updated on this.
Absolutely. You all know right. We're going to be watching this show. I will.
Probably not.
I will be watching this
There's
show.
There's your hype this morning with Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.